next couple of weeks, we've been talking about the Indian of Shevet Brachas. We've discussed what kind of a Suda is Mechayev in Shevet Brachas, what's called Beis Chasanim. And then we talked about Panim Chadoshos, that there's a Chiyuv of Shevet Brachas only if there are Panim Chadoshos. Who qualifies as Panim Chadoshos? What's the nature of that din? Why do we need Panim Chadoshos to say Shevet Brachas? For today's segment, the final segment in the series on Shevet Brachas, I'd like to talk about one final issue. That is the connection between Shevet Brachas and Birchas HaMazon. We know that throughout the Shivas Yimei HaMishter, we recite Shevet Brachas in the Birchas HaMazon of the Suda that we have for Chas Mekam. The question is, why do we do that? Is there some fundamental, some integral connection between Shevet Brachas and Birchas HaMazon? That's why we recite the Shevet Brachas dafka at the end of Birchas HaMazon. Or is it just a convenience? That the fact is, we need the achila. We have to have a suda because we need simcha for chasen and kala. The achila is a source of the simcha. Right? There are many sources that seem to imply that it's not enough just to be happy for the chasen and kala, but we have to be marbe b'suda. And simcha la b'achila. Achila brings about simcha. Mitzvah simchas yomtif involves achila. Achila's basa v'yayin. So here too, the simcha of chasen and kala requires an achila. So the Suda is a context which creates that simcha, and which creates a chiyuv. However you understand the chiyuv, whether it's a chiyuv on everyone once there's the simcha, or a chiyuv on the panim chadoshos, but it creates that hechitimtza where now there's a chiyuv of Shevet Brachas. So we just link the Shevet Brachas to the Birchas HaMazon because we're making the brachas then anyway. Maybe you could say Shevet Brachas in the middle of the meal, but we just leave it till Birchas HaMazon because that's when we make brachas. So we put the Shevet Brachas with the Birchas HaMazon. But there's no intrinsic link to Birchas HaMazon. Should we assume, though, that the Shevet Brachas is like an extension of the Birchas HaMazon? Kach tiknu chachamim, that when you say Birchas HaMazon, you should add the Shevet Brachas as well, if chasen and kala are there. Or should we say, no, there's no fundamental connection between the two. It's that Shevet Brachas are recited when there's a context of simcha for chasen and kala. But since we're making the Brachas by Birchas HaMazon, that's where we put it, but there's nothing integral to Birchas HaMazon. The Sefer Matike Shmua quotes from the Briskei Rav, who was Medayik from the Rambam Menuchas Brachas, that he thought that there was a fundamental connection. A Chazal actually were misaking to say the Shevet Brachas is part of the Birchas HaMazon. How did he know that? Because the Rambam Menuchas Brachas, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, is talking about all of the different Haskaras that we have in Birchas HaMazon. Yalav Yovo, Ritzei, different Haskaras, different things, special things we mention on different occasions. And in the midst of that perek, Rambam writes there in Halacha Tes, "Beis Chasanim mevarchem berchas Chasanim achar arba brachos elu." Then Beis Chasanim, we say the Shevet Brachas after these brachos, after Birchas HaMazon. So it sounds like he's including Shevet Brachas with the Haskaros of Birchas HaMazon. Now, what do they have to do with each other? The Haskaros that you have on Yom Kippur and Shabbos, that's a chelik of the Birchas HaMazon, right? That's a chelik of the Birchas HaMazon. Now, in certain contexts, you're not even going to be yotzei the Birchas HaMazon if you leave a haskara out. You might have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. That's definitely integral to the Birchas HaMazon. No one's going to say that if you said Birchas HaMazon and you left the Shevet Brachas out, you're not going to be yotzei benshin. But halo dovahu, it's very interesting that the Rambam connects the haskaras to Shevet Brachas. He puts the Shevet Brachas in this parag that's talking about all of the additions that you have to Birchas HaMazon. So it sounds like the Rambam holds that Shevet Brachas really is part of the Birchas HaMazon. That's what the Briskei Rav was medayik from the Rambam. By contrast, the Tur in Ilchas Kiddushin, in Ilchas Shevet Brachas, and Simon Samach Beis, he writes that Mevarchin Shevet Brachas Kol Shiva Achar Achila. Achar Achila, after you eat, then you say Shevet Brachas. No mention of Birchas HaMazon. Doesn't talk about the word Birchas HaMazon. When is it happening? Well, if it's Achar Achila, it's close to the Birchas HaMazon. Before, after, what? But he doesn't mention the Birchas HaMazon itself. It sounds like the Tur holds that Shevet Brachas are not instituted as a part of Birchas HaMazon. It's that the Suda is a hechetimtza for simcha. It's a context which has simcha for chasen and kala. And it's right to make Shevet Brachas as part of the Suda. And that's what the Bach writes on the Torah. He says that she'ozika ribui simcha, you have a Suda, there's this ribui simcha, and that's why you make a Shevet Brachas then. It doesn't sound like there's any intrinsic link between Shevet Brachas and Birchas HaMazon. It's a hechetimtza. It's a hechetimtza for simcha. Once you have the hechetimtza for simcha, then you make the Shevet Brachas. It happens to be that we're saying other brachas was benching, so we put the Shevet Brachas there. But there's no intrinsic link to Birchas HaMazon. What's enough kamina whether there is a link to Birchas HaMazon? whether Shavuot Brachos Avila is an extension of Brachos HaMazon, or they're independent of Brachos HaMazon. What's a nafkamina? So there are several issues that the poskim link to this question. First of all, should we have two different cups, two different kosas, one for Brachos HaMazon, you bench with a kos, and a separate kos for Shavuot Brachos? Should we have two different kosas? Or maybe you can have one kos, both for Brachos HaMazon and for Shavuot Brachos. What do we do? So we generally have two kosas. But what's the answer to that question? Is that necessary to have two kosas? Can you have one kos? Like what's the shaila? What's the shaila? So normally, we don't like to make two brachos on one kos. One of the classical examples, the Gemara in Pesachim talks about what happens if a person is eating right before Shabbos. Starts a Suda Erev Shabbos, and then it's like going into Shabbos. And he has a Suda. This sometimes can happen when Purim falls out Erev Shabbos. So sometimes people do it bedafka, they have the Suda's Purim right before Shabbos, to do this din of Poris Mapu Makadish. This idea that in the middle of the Suda they make Kiddush, you know, it's like, wow, that's like a collector's item halacha, right? And it doesn't happen so frequently, so people chop a ride to try to do it. It's not so simple. You have to know exactly how to do it. But the Gemara actually says that, let's say a person is eating, and he's not watching the clock, he's not looking outside, and he washes Mayim Achron, and he's prepared to bench. And then someone says, look, Kiddush Hayom, now it's Shabbos. So he was already prepared to bench. So he can't make Kiddush yet, he has the first bench. So he benches on a coast, let's say. And now he gets to the end of benching, so what does he do? Does he make Kiddush after the benching on the same coast? So the Gemara says, don't do that. Again, we're talking about a case. It's not the Paris Mapa Makadish. That's where people are still eating. They're still eating, but they can make Kiddush in the middle of the Suda. I'm saying that he already finished. He was going to bench. He washed my Machronim. Mishnah Berurah explains that he washed my Machronim already. If he didn't wash my Machronim, it's another Shai. Okay. Meaning if he's thinking of benching, but he didn't do anything to start the process, where now he's not allowed to eat anymore, could be a different case. But let's say he washed my Machronim, he's ready to bench, and then someone says, ah, Kiddush Hayom. So first he benches. And then he has another kos to Kiddush. Don't have the same kos to Brachos HaMazon and Kiddush. Why? He's up to Gemara. He knows the mitzvahs, chavilos. We don't do mitzvahs in bunches. What does that mean, don't do mitzvahs in bunches? It's a sugya unto itself. But in this context, the way the Rishonim explain, we don't like to recite two brachas on one kos. It's a g'nai. It's a g'nai for the mitzvah. We have two mitzvahs. It's a Brachos HaMazon, it's a Kiddush. Why use one kos? It's a g'nai. It looks like, I'm trying to get rid of two mitzvahs with one kos. Why waste more wine? Ain't also mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. We don't do mitzvahs in bunches. Some may have been at a bris of twins. You ever been at a bris of twin boys? So we do two brisim right there. But we're careful to be mafsik. They're mafsik between the two. Sometimes they say a drasha between the two. Sometimes they... They'll do something between the two. They'll try to make some kind of a hefzik, so it's not chavilas chavilas. It's not like you're doing one bris after the other. That's this halacha. We don't do mitzvahs in bunches because it looks like a gnai for the mitzvah that we're trying to get rid of two mitzvahs. You know, kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. Right? Get rid of the mitzvahs quickly. So you can't have two brachas on one kos. Brachos HaMazon and Kiddush. What's the kasha? Kasha is, we know that there's a context, very common context, where we do two mitzvahs with one kos. What's that? Yachna Haz, right? Yom Tov Motzei Shabbos. We make Kiddush and Havdalah on one kos. So how can we do that? The Gemara says, no, Kiddush and Havdalah is Chod HaMitzvah. It's the same basic concept. Mav ben Kodesh l'chol, ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Havdalah, right? Kiddush is also Havdalah. It's just in a positive sense. It's the same idea. So that's not called Osim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. It's the Zelba Mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. Brachos HaMazon and Kiddush, these are two mitzvahs. So you don't do Brachos HaMazon and Kiddush on one kos. But Kiddush and Havdalah, since it's one yisod, it's one principle, you can do it on one kos. What's Brachos HaMazon and Shavuot Brachos? Is it one? Is it two? That's 2 days in Tosis right there. Tosis and Pesachim are close based on the days close to Rabbeinu Meshulam, another Baal Tosis, that argue about this very point. Rabbeinu Meshulam says that there's no need to have two kosos for the Brachos HaMazon and Brachos Nisuin. He says, it's not like Brachos HaMazon and Kiddush. Brachos HaMazon and Kiddush is two different things. Aval hocha choda milsehi, the Brachos HaMazon gorem le Brachos Nisuin.
Rabbeinu Meshulam, Taisus in Psachim and Kurbeis and Mebeis.
He says the Birchas Hamazon is Gorem to the Birchas Nisuin. What's he saying? It's the Chelek of Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Nisuin, Sherech is a Chelek of Birchas Hamazon. So it's a Chelek of Birchas Hamazon. It's one unit. So what do you need two kosos for? Just have one kos. That should be sufficient. After Rabbeinu Meshulam Sheep. Reberel Soloveitchik, quoted in the Matike Shmua, said that according to his father's diuk in the Rambam, right, the Biskei Rav taught in the Rambam that Sheva Brachos is an extension of Birchas Hamazon. So he said that according to his father's diuk in the Rambam, it should emerge that you only need one kos, you shouldn't need two kosos. Like the Rabbeinu Meshul. We are knowing to be Mavarach on two kosos. Why? Because we're machmer for the other tzad. We're machmer to assume that maybe, Birchas Nisuin is not an extension of Birchas Hamazon. And if it's not, then you really shouldn't have one kos. So that's why we are machmir to have two kosos. But what's it based on? What's it based on? It's based on Enosu Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, that perhaps Sheva Brachos are not an extension of Birchas Hamazon. And if it's something separate, then really you should have two kosos, you shouldn't have one kos. This is one issue that hinges on this question, as to whether Sheva Brachos is an extension of Birchas Hamazon or it's not. Another shaila that the Achronim raise is, who can make the Sheva Brachos? Who can recite the Sheva Brachos? Or who is mitzarev to the minyan for Sheva Brachos? Someone who ate? Or even someone who didn't eat? We talked about a different shaila earlier. Who can be mitzarev? Not who can be mitzarev to the Sheva Brachos, but who can be panam chadoshos, remember? A katan, an isha. But who can be mitzarev to the minyan of Sheva Brachos? Someone who ate? Or maybe someone who didn't eat? Let's say you can't invite someone. From the outside. He can't come for the Suda. But he's a good friend of everyone. There's no Shiloh Panam Chadoshos over there. He's going to be Mesameach them. But he doesn't want to eat. Let's say he doesn't want to eat. Can he be Mitzdarev or can he not be Mitzdarev? It's a Sofik in the Achron. So if you assume that Sheva Brachos is an extension of Birchas Hamazon, he has to eat. It's no different than the din of Zimun. If you want to make a Zimun, right, so a person has to eat. He doesn't have to necessarily wash to be mitzarev to a zimun. A zimun of three, a zimun of ten. He doesn't have to wash. Even if he drinks. If he eats yerek or something, he eats vegetables, or if he drinks something, that's enough to be mitzarev. You don't have to eat pas. You don't have to have bread. So the same would be true by Sheva Brachos. He has to eat something. Then he's mitzarev to the Birchas Hamazon. Just like he would be mitzarev to a zimun, he could be mitzarev to the Birchas Hamazon and to the Sheva Brachos, which are an extension of the Birchas Hamazon. But if you assume that the Sheva Brachos are independent of Birchas Hamazon, we just happen to make them at the time of Birchas Hamazon, but they're independent of Birchas Hamazon, so then there's room to say that he doesn't have to eat anything. Some might say that even if it's not a part of Birchas Hamazon, he still has to eat. Why? Because he has to be mitzarev to the simcha. Right? Simcha ala ba'achila. He has to be mitzarev to the simcha, he has to eat something. But you could very easily say that he's mitzarev to the simcha as long as there's simcha in the bayis. Other people ate. So if there's simcha in the bayis, someone ate and they had a simcha for chasan and kala, so he can be mitzarev to the Sheva Brachos, because the Sheva Brachos are not a part of Birchas Hamazon. Not part of Birchas Hamazon. They're linked to the simcha. So as long as there's simcha in the bayis, that's sufficient. But if the Sheva Brachos are a chelik of Birchas Hamazon, then lechora he has to be mitzarev to the Birchas Hamazon. So zimun is the simun ladavar. Whether he's mitzarev to zimun will be the simun as to whether he can be mitzarev to the Birchas Hamazon, to the Sheva Brachos, which are part of the Birchas Hamazon. That's issue number two. Again, issue number one is whether you need two kosos or one kos is enough. Issue number two is whether someone has to eat in order to be mitzarev to Sheva Brachos. And the third and final issue is, let's say the end of the Shivas Yimei HaMishnah has come, and this is the Sheva Brachos on the seventh day. Last day. Suda of Sheva Brachos. Does it have to be dafka before Shkia? Does the meal have to end before Shkia? Or not? So, the poskim say that we don't have a din of me'es le'es by the Shivas Yimei HaMishnah. Meaning, if someone gets married, let's say on Tuesday night, right? Let's say the chuppah is Tuesday night at 6 o'clock in the evening. So we don't say that until Tuesday night at 6 o'clock in the evening, the next week, there's a chiyuv Sheva Brachos. No, we don't have such a din. Din is if you got married on Tuesday night, so Wednesday is the first day of the Shivas Yimei HaMishnah, and Tuesday is the last day. It's over by Tuesday. We don't say it can go until six. So let's say the chasana was at, let's say the chuppah was at eight, right? So you can have a Sheva Brachos from I don't know, right? Let's say Shkia was at what's Shkia today? Shkia is, let's say, I don't know, 520, right? And the chasana was later. The chuppah was at 8:15, right? So do we say you can have a sheva brachas that last day starting at 5 and ending at 7:30 and everything is fine? The answer is no. We assume that the Eisleis doesn't play a role over here. We count the days. So if the chuppah was at night, then we start from the next day. So the first day of the Shiva Simeon Mishnah is Wednesday, and the last day of the Shiva Simeon Mishnah has to be Tuesday. So now the problem is, let's say Yasuda continues after Shkia. A very common scenario. How's it so common? Well, many people get married on Sunday. You've heard of such a possibility? Many people get married on Sunday. You get married on Sunday, so then, let's say Sunday by day. So the first day of the Shiva Simeon Mishnah is Sunday. So when's the last day of the Shiva Simeon Mishnah? Shabbos. But we don't say, oh, if the person got married Sunday in the afternoon, so we have until Sunday afternoon to make Shiva. No, no. The last day is Shabbos. So now if the last day is Shabbos, so we shouldn't be able to say Shiva Brachos after Shkia. That's the end of the day. So when Taka is the last time to say Shiva Brachos? Is it a function of the day, or should we say at least if you start the Suda by day, even if the Suda extends into the evening, you should be able to say Sheva Brachos for that Suda? What's the difference? So the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim and Siman Kuf Peches Sif Yud writes that when it comes to Ritzei, when it comes to Shabbos, we follow Hascholas HaSuda. A very common scenario, right? You bench after Shkia, you bench after Tzeis HaKohavim. So we follow Hascholas HaSuda. As long as you started before Shkia, you can say Ritzei in the benching. And the Shulchan Aruch says Rosh Chodesh is the same. You can say Yal V'Yavo in the benching as long as you started the Suda by day. But writes the Shari Tshuva there, according from the Sefer Ginas V'Rodim, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that for Ritzei, for other Haskaras, for other Dinim and Brechas HaMazim, we follow Hascholas HaSuda. But for Sheva Brachos, we don't follow Hascholas HaSuda. But if the Shiva Simei HaMishteh end before the benching, then you can't say Sheva Brachos after that. You don't follow Me'ez La'ez, and you can't say Sheva Brachos after Shkia Sachama. You don't follow Tchilas HaSuda, but if the last day ends, if the Suda ends after the Shkia of the final day of the week, so then you're not allowed to say the Sheva Brachos. Wow, that is quite a chum. So if someone gets married, let's say on a Tuesday night, then they would not be able to make Sheva Brachas on a Tuesday afternoon in the winter time when Shkia is very early. People are not going to come at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, if they do, then fine. But normally the Sheva Brachas is going to be, I don't know, let's say even if they call it early, so it's at 4 o'clock. Or let's say when the times get a little bit late, you'll call a Sheva Brachas for 6 o'clock. But the Sheva Brachas is going to continue for 2 hours. So you're going to be benching way after Tzeis HaKohavim. That's a serious issue. That's a serious, serious issue. You have to keep that in mind. One of my Talmidim asked me a shaila a little while ago about such a scenario. That the Sheva Brachas, they were trying to cheshbon when the Sheva Brachas should begin. I told him, it's a big shaila whether you can make the Sheva Brachas after Shkia. So some of the poskim suggest, in such a context, what you should do is start the Suda, have the Sheva Bracha, start the Suda and eat the main meal, and then have the benching of the Sheva Brachas. Then after the benching of the Sheva Brachas, you can serve dessert, you can have the drushes, the long drushes, and all the gramen, and everything that you're going to do. Do that afterwards. There's no issa to do the gramen after the benching, that you can do. Right? So as long as you do the benching before, I mean, obviously it has to be enough time that you're going to have most of the Suda before Shkia, like, you know, just to have a little bit of the Suda, so then obviously you're not going to be benching before Shkia. So if it's so early, then it's not going to help. But let's say, Shkia is at 6:30 or so, so then you could start the meal earlier, start the meal at 5, and the Chassan and Kala should come on time. That's the biggest problem. Then you don't know when the Chassan and Kala are coming. But if they know that there's a problem, they should come on time. Start on time. You'll have the meal. You can have your fish and your soup and the main, you can describe what the meal is going to be. I don't know. I'm not sure what the menu is. Right, but you can have a good meal, and you'll be able to finish it before Shkia and have the benching. But you'll leave the drushes for the end. You'll leave the nice desserts. That's what people come for anyway. You leave the desserts for the end after the benching. And that lechor is the best way to do things. I saw the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas quotes Rav Vosner from his Tshuva Shevet Alevi. He says maybe Shabbos is different. We were talking about a case that during the week it's gonna be a problem that you're gonna bench after Shkia. He wants to suggest he thinks the minig is on Shabbos to be naked. Why? But there we'll follow the end of the Suda. Why? Well, because on Shabbos there's another variable in the mix, and that is Tosefa Shabbos. But until you actually bench and you daven Mariv, you still makabel, so you still want it to be Shabbos? Right? So he wants to suggest as long as there's Tosefa Shabbos, then you can have the Shabbos brachas because it's still Shabbos. It's still that day. Normally we would say after Shki, after Tzeis HaRochavim, it's not that day anymore, it's the next day. But on Shabbos, since Tosefa Shabbos extends as long as you want it to extend, so he wants to suggest maybe on Shabbos, the minig, he thinks the minig is others. I've heard others who say, no, on Shabbos you should be machmir too. It's the last day, you really should have the Shabbos brachas before Shki. Have the Shevet Brachas before Shkia, but Shevet Alevi wants to suggest that maybe on Shabbos, since Tosefet Shabbos extends, so maybe you should be able to have the Shevet Brachas even after Shkia, even if Shabbos is the final day, because the day extends together with the Tosefet Shabbos. It's always best to try to have the Shevet Brachas before Shkia. The Sefer Nisuim Kilchasim, which collects a lot of these halachas, most of the achronim that he quotes in the footnotes assume that you really should have the Shevet Brachas before Shkia on the final day. So it's better to try to do that. If you can't do it, so then one should ask a Shaila to figure out exactly what to do. When it comes to Shabbos, there might be room to be mekel based on the fact that Tosefa Shabbos perhaps extends the day a little bit further.